Hello, welcome to A Thousand Voices podcast. This is your host. My name is Gina, and I talk about all things self-help. This is chapter 7, where I'm talking just about the topic of time. Last chapter was chapter 6, where I spoke about emotional intelligence. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're joining in for the first time, I speak based on my personal experiences, my opinions, my research, and my own understanding. So if you agree to anything and everything I'm saying, I want you to leave a 5-star rating. I also want you to drop a comment. If you don't agree with anything that I'm saying, you can send me an email. Okay. My email is available somewhere here where you're listening from. But anyway, I am talking about experiences. This is still on time topic. So the value of experiences. And what do I mean by this? I just want you to go back to some of the moments that you were so happy. Like some of the happiest moments in your life, right? Was it something that you had bought, or was it an experience that you lived? This is a question I have for you today. I need to know because it's very important, right? I'm going to talk about the values of experiences over material possessions. And I think I spoke about this earlier on in like the first episode of this chapter, where I was kind of comparing time to money. Now I'm kind of showing and highlighting the value of experiences and why moments are more important than anything else. So for example, emotional enrichment. You create lasting moments and lasting memories that will give you so much joy, more than any physical thing that you can buy. I don't know, you can come and argue with me, but this is my opinion. Like, lasting memories, beautiful lasting memories, you can never compare those memories to any material possession. So for example, if you're a parent, when your child was born, right? To those who planned, yeah. Because I know they're obviously expecting. Then there's people that didn't plan, then they're not really happy with that moment. But I'm sure they can embrace the fact that the child is a blessing. So yeah, I don't know if the childbirth was a good example. But yeah, let's say maybe when you graduated, when you got married, your wedding day, when you traveled to a country for the first time, when you got the job offer, you know, when you fell in love. Those are some of the lasting memories that no matter what, you will always remember. So put that memory here and then put a material thing here and see what has the most value. It's obviously the memories. So I'm saying this because I want to encourage you to create beautiful experiences, because those will carry on and stay in your memory forever. Creating memories is not only good for you on a personal level, it helps you with your family, your friends, it helps create bonds between you and the people you're involved with, and those bonds will be strong. Then it also gives you a sense of fulfillment. You will experience exceeding joy. And what that does is it gives you like an overall well-being, and it also gives you like a life satisfaction. Then valuing experiences over material things kind of gives you a peaceful living environment as well, because you just utilize what you need. I don't know, guys. You can agree with me, you can disagree with me, but I'm just trying to explain like how I see it. it also contributes to like your personal stories, your narratives, and you can never compare that to like a car. Like, yes, you may have personal stories with your car as well, but I'm just trying to say like the narrative of your life based on your experience is not the same way with material possessions, right? Then another thing is materials lose value over time. Meaningful experiences remain timeless. So you may have the car today and then you don't have it again, but you may have a memory and that memory will last forever. Experiences stick with us, and psychology shows that experiences bring us more happiness. They are part of who we are, and we need to focus on building those because they contribute to the long-term happiness. So it's very easy to get caught up in the day-to-day of things, and then, you know, maybe you're just trying to get the next check and the next check and the next check. But while you're there, just make sure that like you're just making the right decisions and enjoying the process, you know? Like, enjoy the journey as you go. For example, as I was saying, like it's very easy to get caught up in the hustle of things and then you forget to do the things that make you happy. But just try and make time to create meaningful experiences. It can be every day, like in everything that you do, just try to just create an experience that is meaningful. And instead of spending money on things, try investing in moments. Now we are finally here. We're finally on the summit of the reason why experiences matter more than possessions. So for example, travel around the world. Instead of spending money to buy this and this and this and this and this, get the things that you need. Get the things that you need. And I'm not trying to say be basic because, you know, other people decide to take the basic side of life. But all I'm saying is, instead of getting the next designer bag or the next latest vehicle or this or that, travel. Go to Indonesia, go to Thailand, go to Bali, go to Rwanda, go to Ethiopia. You know, go to Kigali, go to Nairobi, go to Tokyo. Go to, you know, any place. Find out how those people live and experience something new, something beautiful, because those memories will just improve your well-being. Apparently, there's something that I read recently that traveling reverses aging. And this is based on science. So travel, have a new hobby, you know, try some new activity. Spend time traveling with your family, with your friends. Just shift your focus from material possessions to life enriching experiences, because that way it's lighter. I mean, that's how I've moved in life anyway. I could have had all the material things in life, but I chose not to, and my life is lighter and I'm happy. I'm really happy. I'm grateful. I'm content. Yes, you need the basics like clothes, food. You need to look nice. You need to maintain yourself, your hair. I know the girlies, your nails, your eyelashes, this and that. But then at the end of the day, if you have 20 designer bags and 40,000 pairs of sneakers, but you've only, you know, you haven't really created meaningful experiences, then what was the reason? You know, but again, I said, this is based on opinions. This is based on my own experiences and a little bit of research. And I'm just sharing my way of life. And I always choose experience more than possession. So right now, I hope you do the same.